is the review. It's Sam Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers to go through Luton 1, Liverpool 1. A lot to get through. Sean, I'd say the lineup is mostly expected. There's the admittance of Curtis Jones, which is a bit more of a blow than I think was maybe felt at the time. Gomez at left back is the obvious talking point for when the lineup drops. Pretty much the manager seems pretty happy, likes the pitch, makes reference to it, which maybe sounds like it wasn't something he was entirely expecting. But I'm not certain it is the correct 11 from the manager. And I do think he's backed into a corner in a couple of ways. Because of Nunez's form, because of the context around Diaz, because there's no Jones. But I think what we've seen with this game so far this season, this type of game and the sort of bottom 10 type of fixture, is that there's been times where there's been a real swing point on about 60, and I'd say this isn't even for the bottom 10 that Liverpool have played, where they can bring a couple of game changers on from the bench and it swung it for them. And you feel like yesterday, in hindsight, what we had available and what we brought on, given the fact that Diaz and the context around it means he doesn't come on till later, means that we weren't able to maybe turn that screw on about the hour. Do you think that's fair, or do you disagree?
I think that's fair. I'm more interested. I wouldn't say critical. I'd say more interested, and obviously love to hear the manager's views on it, which we're unlikely to hear, I guess. More in terms of his setup and what he was asking the individual players to do. In that, when I see the lineup, I've got no issue with Gomez at left back as a perfect example. I've said I'd like us to have a look at that, especially ahead of Man City, but also just as another option during the spell without Robertson, so that you can actually see in game states who you might want to pick in certain games and times. But I like the way that, use Manchester City as an example, they have no issues with putting Akanji in at left back, someone they sign as a right-sided centre back who then ends up at left back. But what they do within that is they pretty much have a symmetrical back three. And I know they might sometimes invert, and Akanji can sometimes do that role in there as well. But when he's just playing actually as a member of that back three, very much the game's in front of him. Whereas what we end up with Joe Gomez here is it's that unsymmetrical back three that we've seen with Robertson quite a lot of the time, where whoever is the left-sided centre-back can go on and become a left-back, can go on and give us some width down the left-hand touchline in that sense. So Konate never goes quite as far right as you'd expect a three-man central defensive unit to do when you're in possession of the ball. And that means that Gomez is getting the ball side on a lot. And that means that he's got to just send it sideways and backwards.